Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, 110, the last of Perek, and the last of these kinds of topics here. We're talking about repairs made to your house on Chol HaMoed. The Mishnah says, Osin Ma'ake Lagag. One can make a parapet, a protective fencing around one's roof so no one falls off. That, of course, is a mitzvah, one of the Targum mitzvahs. And one may do it on the Chol HaMoed so no one falls off his roof, God forbid. Vilim Repeset, same goes for like a balcony. Ma'ase Hedyot, provided he does it in a non-professional way, no professional construction, which the Mishnah describes as, the Gemara describes sort of like you'd have rocks piled up, but not putting the cement between the rocks. Of course, it has to be safe. But if as long as it's, effective to their standards, then it'll be okay, even though it's not professionally done, and therefore one cannot do the professional work. Avlo ma'as uman, one would not be allowed to do professional grade work. You'd have to save that till after Chol HaMoed. Next, what if you have a leak in your roof? So the way they had the roofs back then was they had these sort of sloped roofs that were plastered, and the plaster, of course, made it watertight. If the plaster would crack, water could get into the creases and the cracks and drip into one's house. And therefore, how does one repair a leaking roof on Chol HaMoed? Shafinus is stuck in. You're allowed to fix the cracked roofs by smoothing them out using plaster. Now, the Mishnah says, Uma'agilinosan b'ma'agila. You're allowed to roll them with a roller. Biyad uveregel, whether with your hand or your foot. Avaloba machalat sayim, but you can't use a special professional instrument like a trowel that would be used for taking the plaster and smoothing it out on the rooftop. Now, this is inconsistent, of course. Why would it be that you, yes, would be able to use a roller but not be allowed to use a trowel? Doesn't make sense. And therefore, the Gemara says that's not what it means. What it means is you can repair your roof by smoothing out the plaster to fill in the cracks, using your hand or your foot to a very high standard, meaning as if it had been done with a roller. But you actually cannot use a roller nor a trowel. Those professional implements, you have to do sort of like just a rough, heady, amateurish job to repair the roof. But if you're a good amateur and it looks good when it's done, that would be acceptable. You just can't use the actual professional equipment to do so. Next, the Mishnah says, if something in your house breaks that affects your home security, hatsir, the tsir is the pin, the hinge on which the door sits, vatsinor, the tsinor is the socket into which the hinge, the tsir, the pin goes on the door, the door frame, I guess. Vakora, a kora is like a joist of the roof or like a beam, a roof beam. Vahamanul, the lock to your house, v'hamafteach, the key that unlocks the lock, shenishbru, if those things break, so then misaknin b'moed, you can repair those things on Chol HaMoed, because now we're talking about a davar ha'aved, a matter that would potentially be an irretrievable loss. Obviously, if your house is not secure and the burglars come in, you lose everything, that's catastrophic, and therefore, one is permitted to repair someone to make sure it's safe, even if that means a lot of work. Even if that means Maisa Omen, that's all permitted to prevent a Davar Aved, a significant loss on Chol HaMoed. Ubilvaj liyachavin malachto b'moed. Provided that you didn't save the work and intend it to be done on Chol HaMoed when you could have done it before. Meaning, you see there's a crack in your beam in your roof, and that's bad news, of course. But you say, you know what, I'll wait till next week when it's Chol HaMoed, I'll fix it then when I have more time in my hands. That would be prohibited. One can't, save the work till later, but if the work crops up, it needs to be done on Chol HaMoed, totally permitted. Similarly, I guess not a new point, v'kol ha'kvashin, any pickled items, you're pickling pickles, you're making pickles in a pickle jar. So the question is, are you allowed to make pickles from fresh cucumbers on Chol HaMoed? The answer is, it depends. V'kol ha'kvashin shu yachol le'achol mehen b'moed, if you'll be able to eat these pickled cucumbers on Chol HaMoed and enjoy them as pickles, the recipe after 5 days is acceptable. So then, kovshin, you may do the pickling on Chol HaMoed. But things that take longer than that, it's like a 3-month recipe, or whatever it is, even a week long recipe. So then you may not do work on Chol HaMoed for a benefit that would come after Chol HaMoed. And therefore, one cannot start pickling his vegetables to be eaten after Chol HaMoed. But if it could be eaten on Chol HaMoed and you will eat on Chol HaMoed, then it's permitted to do so.